September 24, Partners with God. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:7. We need to understand that individually we are in co-partnership with God. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. He admonishes us and adds, For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2:12 and 13. Here is the cooperation of the divine with human agencies. The former and the latter reins are needed. We are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3:9. The Lord alone can give the precious former and latter rain. The clouds, the sunshine, the dews at night, these are heaven's most precious provisions. But all these favors graciously bestowed of heaven will prove of little worth to those who do not appropriate them by diligent, painstaking effort on their part. Personal efforts must be put forth in agriculture. There is the plowing and replowing. Implements must be brought in, and human skill must use them. The seed must be sown in its season. The laws which control seed time and harvest must be observed, else there will be no harvest. The apostle brings in another figure, ye are God's building, verse 9, an edifice to be erected. The construction of a building calls for skill in using the timber which God has caused to grow for the happiness and blessing of man. The Lord has provided the forest trees, and now man must use the trees. They must be cut down and prepared by saw, axe, and wedge, and hammer to be fitted for the building. Thus is presented the co-partnership of the human and the divine. All the powers of God. Without me, says Christ, ye can do nothing. John 15:5. Then how many hours is it safe for us to try to work alone? All the glory proceeds from God and should flow back in all possible ways to God through our cooperation with God. We need to consider carefully our own spiritual interest. If we are abiding in Christ, we shall not allow ambitious business transactions, even in our service for Him, to come before the spiritual fragrance that should characterize our association with our brethren. Manuscript 182, September 24, 1897, Year God's Husbandry.